USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues and the United States continues to send weapons to Ukraine, reporters at a briefing with Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby are wondering if there will be a strain on U.S. stockpiles as it looks ahead to protecting Taiwan from a possible Chinese invasion. Secretary Kirby says the short answer to that is no.
That support, which we continue to provide, does not affect in any way our obligations under the Taiwan Relations Act or the other ways in which we're supporting Taiwan.
The United States is reporting signs of activity near a North Korean nuclear test site. However, it's unknown if North Korea just placed nuclear material in one of the tunnels there. If Kim Jong-un's government conducts the test, it would be North Korea's seventh underground nuclear test. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity. Great, great nutritional company. Based on 90 for Life, 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or Sports Drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.